Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that song ran a little bit long, but you can actually see here the keyboard is now on my desk. So now I can switch between the scenes from here. Looks a little bit clunky, don't get me wrong, but I realize that the cord does reach. So we're going to go with this today because I got a few things that I'm going to be showing you. Well, it's actually just one because that's all I had time for to get in there. And then in the future with the interviews, I got to be able to get them on, get them off, all these things. Really hoping that it goes smoothly. I guess we'll never know at this point in time. But, you know, it's coming. So one day at a time, we got to start making adjustments, and we got to get ready to go because this show is on the up and up. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a hell of a summer. Anyway, with that out of the way, we got a lot to talk about today, okay? Let's start with just a quick overview, all right? Playoffs last night, going to be huge, okay? We had schedule release yesterday. That's enormous. That's like, I was like, okay, this isn't even a big deal. What are we talking about here? Now I realize, you know, that actually is a pretty big deal. That, I mean, the way the teams do all the videos and everything now, huge, huge deal. So we're going to go through a couple of the videos that were released and my thoughts on those. And then Giants uniforms, gonna have to talk about those. That's the picture that I brought on here. Jesus, good Lord. Those are going to be rough. And then if you guys are here, we'll be doing some questions, and then I think that's it. Now I'm going to test this really quick. We're back. All right. So I tested out. Now I have a mute button so I can, like, you know, like that kind of thing, and take a drink and you guys can't hear me. Right. So here we go. We'll go mute. Now I can bring it back. I didn't realize you had to unmute it. There's an unmute button on there. So that is pretty funny. But here we go. Vibes are high. It's going to be a great Thursday. We're rolling into this weekend. We got a lot of playoffs going on. And I'm very excited about everything that sports are right now, because it is kind of coming together before it all just tanks. This is like almost like the eye of the storm of the summer, with a lot of football news, with the schedule release, a lot of speculation. I'll probably be doing a video on, or at least in some capacity, maybe it's on the pod, this podcast is live. Maybe it's in a video. I'm going to be going through, predicting, you know, these teams, 'cause it's a lot of fun. Just kind of spitball and be like, hey, win, loss. Saw a couple people think Patriots are going 17-0. I can get behind that. Don't necessarily know how realistic that is, however. So before we get into that, let's talk the playoffs, the actual live sports that are going on right now. Okay. We had three games last night. The Celtics finished their series. Okay, so they beat the Cavs, took them five. They're now 8-2 in the postseason. A lot of the talk of the town with that today is just how good are the Celtics really? Because they have had a pretty easy path, and when you look at what they're going to have to go through to get to the finals, it's either a beat-up Knicks, a worn-out Knicks, or a very young Pacers team. And you know, Greeny was kind of asking this morning, if not now, then when? And, you know, bro, you don't get this many just what could be definitely considered easy paths to the finals. Like, realistically, the East was very, very weak this year. You know, the West was like, I think the Warriors, who were like in the 10 spot or something like that, would have been like the 3 seed a couple of years ago or something. Like, it was just super tight up top, like really, really high level play from the West. And then the East, it was like Celtics and 76ers, basically, I think. And then like everyone else. I'm not going to claim that I follow basketball, but I thought I saw something like that. It was like the East and West are just insane right now. So, yes, if the Celtics have any chance, you know, in the last couple years and then in the next few years, this is the time they got to do it. They got to get there. Obviously, getting past that West side is going to be a challenge in and of itself, right? But getting there is half the battle, right? So, obviously, I think I saw something like in the last 5 years or in the last few years, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have led the Celtics to the most wins. And everyone's kind of like, well, how much good is that? Because zero chips, okay? I agree. I definitely agree. being a Boston fan, chips are pretty important. You know, Lion fans might not say the same. Hey, if we make a playoff win, we are just on top of the world. And I'm with you. You know, if the Patriots make the playoffs this year, I'm going to be losing my shit. Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong in that regard. But I will say, when you just keep, it's kind of like the Bills. Like, how are Bills fans feeling right now? All right? Winning a lot, winning the AFC East, okay? Then the postseason comes and they just get wiped by the Chiefs every year. That can't be fun. It can't be a lot of fun. So, there definitely is that aspect to the Celtics. They need to I think they have to do it this year. So, you know, when you look at it as, well, this is their only year to do it. That, to me, says that they're quite weak. And because if they can't, you know, obviously there's issues with cap and money and all this shit. So in like 2-3 years, they're going to have to pay a ton of people or something like that. And the team will be falling, you know, it won't be the same. They won't have all the same guys. But to me, like, I don't know. I just think that's an interesting way of going about it. I don't think the Celtics team is very strong. Don't get me wrong. And I think they drop way too many at home. They're 50-50 at home over their last like 32 games or something. Not awesome there. You want to win when you're at home for sure. But also they're pretty good on the road. So it's like, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. But if they can't get this year, you know, like if they can't get the title, if they can't beat the West side this year, I just think that they're not that good of a team. I think that the East was just really, really weak. And whatever that means, you know, that's up to interpretation. But to me, that just says they don't deserve the chip. Like, sometimes the best team doesn't win it. I understand that. But if you were to put the Celtics on the West side, like, bro, be a different story. So I guess we'll see what happens with them. Maybe they lose to the Knicks. Jesus, who knows? Maybe they don't even get there. Maybe they're, you know, who knows? Like, that's a very real possibility. And, of course, they are missing Porzingis. So I don't know who it was saying, like, if they don't get the chip this year, they could blame it on not having Porzingis. Well, everybody's hurt. Because in that same argument, that lady is carrying an umbrella right now, and it's 65 and sunny. Is that for the sun? That is an interesting move. Purple with white stripes, too. So that thing is standing out. Regardless, I got distracted. Oh, that's what the mute button was for. Damn. Gotta get used to that. Anyways, I hope we're live. I do. Because usually mom's in here by now. God, I am just all over the place right now. What was I going to say? Something about the Celtics. But they are just so, they don't even keep my attention. Oh, I think it was Porzingis. In that same conversation, they were saying like, oh, well, the, you know, this team's hurt and that team was hurt and these guys are worn out. And so that's the reason the Celtics should be able to do it. And then the guy's like, well, but they don't have Porzingis. So if they don't do it, it's fine. Like, well, yeah, everyone's hurt at this point. Every single team is hurt. So I don't understand how you can't play both sides of that coin. It is what it is. In basketball, the other game was Mavs Thunder. Mavs take game 5 in that one, so that's pretty big. The Thunder will have a chance to force game 7, obviously, in a few days. We were talking about it at work, because now I have a job. Thank you very much. I do go to work. And we were talking about it like, oh, I kind of like the Thunder. Like, they're very young, and they look, you know, they're a lot of fun to watch, for sure. And I was kind of like, yeah, I do think the Thunder, because this was at work during the game. We did not know what the score was. And we were like, yeah, you know, trying to predict it. And I said, I will say I like the Thunder a lot. But if they have to, the Mavs have to play bad, to be honest. Like, they won game 4 because the Mavs kind of didn't show up. And the Mavs, I didn't look at the exact box score because I was working all night long. So I didn't get to catch the game. But the Mavs did obviously showed up enough. I think Luka blocked SGA's shot with like a few minutes left. Battle of the freaking, the two stars show up at the rim, bang, sends it to the backcourt, and kind of the dagger there. You know, that's like a 4-point swing. So the Mavs go up in that one. It's like 83% of teams that win game 5 when tied 2-2 go on to win the series. I would say that this series could definitely fall in that 17%. I do think that the Thunder are capable. I don't know if they will. This is a weird one. To me, it feels like it's the Mavs series to lose, even after that Game 4 loss. I just feel like they're better than the Thunder. But the Thunder have the ability to capitalize when the Mavs aren't exactly at full power, which is not uncommon. So we'll see what happens in Game 6, obviously. But I think that one could honestly go either way. And I think it's a great series. I really do. So then that one, you know, you got Mavs, Thunder there. And then they will face, let's take a look at the playoff tracker, Wolves, the winner of T-Wolves and Nuggets. So the West side is what we're watching right now. West side has good basketball, for sure. But you know what else has two sides? Basically the playoffs right now. Two different sports. The NHL and the NBA are going to be on at the same, you know, they've been on same nights, and it's been electric. Okay, so last night there was one NHL game while these two NBA games were going on. The Avalanche and the Stars faced off, and I didn't see this till like after the game because for some reason Instagram's freaking algorithm is horrible. Okay, I'm going to be getting schedule release videos for the next week and a half. I will be candid. I have not seen them all, but I sat down and watched like 15 before this. It was a great time. So I think I'm going to spend the rest of my day doing that, and maybe we'll cover more tomorrow. But I thought I saw something like Nathan McKinnon was like, Avalanche hockey player. Like, yeah, we're not super confident right now. We are not super high in the locker room right now. And I was like, Jesus, I wish I would have seen this before the game. I would have put money on the Stars. Then I go check ESPN, and Avalanche won 5-3. Great game from what I saw in the box score. I think it was Avalanche struck first, and then the Stars tied it up. And then Avalanche score a few times, three times, I think. And then the Stars, so it'd be, oh, no, it was, I don't know exactly what it was, but Stars struck to bring it within one, late, like 15 minutes left in the game. And what's his name? Maker had two goals in the game. But when it came down to it, McKinnon is the one that he put the nail in the coffin. Put him up two with like a couple minutes to go. That's game over. Not always in the NHL. Do not ever count a team out, really, at all, ever. But it was enough in this one, and the Avalanche extend the series. So what's interesting is if you look at the playoff tracker here, we've got three twos highlighted in 3-2 series. What? That means that these teams were all down 3-1 at one point. Rangers were up 3-0, which that's even worse if they lose that series. But, dude, what if the Avalanche, the Canes, and the Bruins all win their series? We'll have three blown 3-0 leads, two-game or 3-0 leads. That would be insane. That'd be pretty cool, not going to lie. I don't think the Avalanche can do it. I think the Stars are better from just watching them on the ice. I don't think the Bruins can. I hope they do. Really hope they do. But when you watch the game, I mean, it's like the Bruins have fucking weights in their skates. Like, the Panthers are just faster. And they won game five because they were faster. They were able to get on the puck. They were able to make their shots weren't all falling. That's fine. I think it's Bobkovsky, something like that. The Panthers goalie standing on his head. Unbelievable. Okay. And that's going to happen. That's what playoff hockey is. You're not going to make every shot, but it's between the nets that we have to be faster. You have to be on that puck. We have to be controlling the puck, in games 2, 3, and 4, a lot of turnovers. The Bruins weren't even getting shots on net. So that was horrible. You can't score unless you shoot, right? Unless the Avalanche shoot themselves in the foot, but you have to be shooting to score, and they were not doing that. So definitely, a lot of issues with the Bruins play, which is why I do lean Panthers in this series. But and there's a reason they were up 3-1. Don't get me wrong, but the Bruins showed in Game 5 that they can play at that level, which is what they were playing at in Game 1. And people were attributing that to coming off that Game 7 high, which that very well could have been what it was. Don't get me wrong. But, like, they have it in them. I want to see them do it. And then the last one would obviously be the Canes Rangers. And that's an interesting one because I have only watched I think it was game five, in which the Canes took that one. I keep hearing the Canes were the odds-on favorite before the playoffs started, and watching the game five, I did not know how that was possible. Honestly, they looked really slow. They looked like they did not have control of anything, but they hung around in that game and got to the end, and they were able to capitalize. They found it, and honestly, I thought they looked really good. It wasn't like a few fluky goals. I thought they were setting things up well. They took good shots, played good defense. Like I said, I don't know hockey super, super well, but I definitely thought they looked really, really good in that last 10, 15 minutes of that game. So it's possible if they can find that they can move on. I unfortunately did not see the Avalanche, okay? But maybe, just maybe, these guys, when they're backed up against the wall, they can get through and they play better hockey. Because obviously, you lose, your season's over, okay? Everybody understands that. But there is the chance that, hey, game six rolls around for these guys. And it's too bad Canes are playing tonight. How sick would it be? Yeah, because the if you're not familiar, the orange stripe is who's playing tonight. So 2-2 here and 3-2 will play tonight. But how sick would it be if all of the 3-2 games were on the same night? Because I think the Stars will probably play Friday. I didn't look yet, though. That might be a Saturday game. The Bruins play on Friday. Like, man, that would be sick. You get three games. Boom, boom, boom. They all go to game seven. That's too much hockey for one night, because then I don't want to blow it for the rest of the week. You got to take that time off, but having the little twos and twos is kind of nice. So I'm not going to complain too much, but if we get three game sevens out of this, oh my gosh, that'll be perfect. Trust me, more playoffs is going to be good. The longer this lasts, the better. That's just my opinion, and I can't imagine there would be someone who feels differently. I did get a lot of people who did not like my video yesterday, said, hey, NBA is better than the NHL. Look, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. I'm going to be completely honest. I think the NHL, especially the playoffs, significantly better than the NBA. That does not mean that the NBA is no good. But I just don't see how they're actually comparable. I really think the NHL playoffs are that much better. Now, let's get to some schedule release comments, okay? A lot of videos, and I don't know if this started from the Chargers with their anime video 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and because I don't remember it being like a huge deal. You know, a couple people, a couple teams released something here and there, but it wasn't anything crazy, and it's evolved into this thing where almost every team goes hard in the paint, and I love it because every team's got a little bit of their own personality in them, in their videos, and they all utilize things around their teams that the fan base is aware of, or you know, whatever. And I love it. I really do. I only saw, I think, 7. Sort of 6.5, and I'm gonna be honest, the Chargers, they still hold the throne right now. They are on top of the game for a reason. This year they went with a Sims style. If you ever played the Sims, I did not, so I'm not super super familiar with how that game even works, but I thought it was pretty cool. They made it in a way where I don't really understand what the Sims are, but I got every reference in the video, right? So like, the Chiefs, they were in court with Chiefsaholic. I don't really understand why Pat McAfee was on that portion, but I mean, like, you know, I got that. And I'm trying to think of a couple other ones off the top of my head. They had some funny ones with Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow and his like stripy like flat bill hat outfit that he wore. They had Aaron Rodgers was scared of the 5G tower on the credits on that one, had a radioactive baby. That was pretty interesting for sure. I'm sure I would have gotten more references if I was a Sims player, but they had the New Heights podcast on there for the first round, because obviously they play the Chiefs twice. Taylor Swift's jet was like in the middle of the street. That was pretty funny. She like picked up Travis at his house. They walked out to the jet. That's literally like the wings are between houses because it's so big. Oh, that was pretty good. Yeah, I really like the Chargers video a lot. Trust me. If you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. You might not get every single reference, but their level of detail is insane. I saw somebody point out that they play the Ravens, so Jim and John Harbaugh will face off, and that one was like them they're in this room, like a bedroom, like they're obviously brothers, and they have this little pillow fight, whatever. But in the video, in the corner, like closest to the camera, it's just small and at a weird angle because it's not the focus of the video, is a computer, and there's a Lamar Jackson tweet on it. Like, they go in depth with this stuff, so you can take as much away from their videos as you want. Now, other videos, not so much, okay? They are still clever, they're still funny, but they're not even on the same plane. For example, the Steelers did a dad joke video where I'm assuming somebody wrote them for them, and they went up and asked James Harrison, you know, legendary Steeler, or they told him these dad jokes, and if he laughed, like that was the point of it, was trying to get him to laugh, and the punchline was the team they were going to be playing. So I thought that was pretty neat. It wasn't nearly as good as the Chargers, but definitely a neat concept. Excuse me, I have to clear my throat there. Definitely thirsty. And got ads coming on in 50 seconds. Jeez, sorry, guys. I thought that one was cool, but it wasn't anything crazy. The Dolphins one I really liked. I definitely did. It wasn't as good, but it was pretty funny. They did, it was like the fastest schedule release for the fastest team in the NFL, and it's Tyreek behind a computer editing, and then it's like, they finish the edit, and he's like, all right, done. Let's see it. Let's push play. Clicks, and it's just like end screen credits, just right up the screen, done. And that's the whole video. I thought that was really, really clever. You had to pause it if you want to see the actual schedule release. They didn't even put that at the end as a still frame, but absolutely love the concept on that. That's what I'm saying though. These teams play to their strengths. The Chargers, they have developed this reputation with that type of video. Perfect. The Dolphins there playing into their speed that they have on their roster. And, well, actually that's really the only one here that I have written down, but the Colts, I thought that one was really neat. Just a little bit more heartwarming, not so funny as much. They did a little thing where Shane Steichen came in and like broke down a defense for some second graders in a joking way. And they were, you know, playing into them being confused. But then the point of the video was they had these second graders draw all the logos of the teams they were playing and hung them up in order. Thought that was really neat. The Falcons did not know what that was. That was like just bad CGI. That was one that they kind of failed on. Speaking of the Falcons, that Chargers portion of the Falcons one was actually really good. Kirko was doing the DJ, and Michael Penix walks in, and the whole club just like shuts down for a second. That was pretty funny. The Patriots did Good Jules Hunting. You're going to get on me for this. I have never seen Good Will Hunting. I don't even know what that's about. I looked it up, and I saw it's like Robert Williams and... Is that Matt Damon? I don't even know. I recognize the face. I don't think it's... what's the guy that... It's not... Oh, what's his name? He's the really famous guy who's in, like, Titanic. Why can't I not think of his name? Jesus, he's in Wolf of Wall Street. He's, like, this one of the best actors of all time, but did not have any of the awards, Oscars, none of the Oscars. Like, that was his joke for a long time. It's going to come back to me, and I'm going to sound like a complete idiot, but I literally cannot think of his name to save my life right now. Anyways, so that one was a funny video. It had Gronk, it had Edelman, it had, if you're familiar with like Boston or the Patriots at all, it had Ernie Johnson. Ernie's just iconic. Gerard Mayo was in it. And then there was a little bit at the end where they like referenced some other movie. You're going to learn really quickly. I don't watch a lot of movies, but that part was funny too. Honestly, just a great video. I didn't even need to really understand what exactly was happening in that for it to be effective. I thought it was pretty funny though. I guess I'm just a Patriots fan. And then one of my other favorites was the Browns. They brought in Pete Weber because they did like some bowling alley theme, and he's like what, 40 years older than when that clip was made, probably 20 years older than when that clip was made, and he still hit him with the, who do you think you are? I am. And then laid down and, like, pointed at this bag. I don't know. I like the reference there. I don't understand the reference as much, but everybody loves a little Pete Weber. And that story is so much better when you realize he's responding to a 12-year-old heckler. I don't know how many of you guys knew that, but absolutely electric from Pete Weber on that and able to get back. I'm assuming he's from Cleveland or he's from – or maybe he's a huge Browns fan or something like that. I saw the Cowboys. They, like, prank FaceTimed big celebrities that were fans of the teams they were facing. Definitely an interesting way to go about that. Some teams more creative than others. I'm going to go watch the rest of them, and it'll be a lot of fun to see kind of what each team brings to the table. I started the Ravens one. I did not get through that one entirely because we had to start at 10 o'clock. But thought it was a pretty good schedule release, honestly, and I like that it's gaining traction. I like that these teams are starting to incorporate – even the Patriots. Like, the Patriots have arguably – the worst relationship with media ever. And that includes their media accounts. In the last year, we're starting to get some momentum here. And then in the comments, you'll say, hey, the admin's cooking with this one. You know, they're getting it. They're finding this internet rhythm, if you will. And I love it. And so then this video that they did, it's like a movie production almost. It's not quite the same thing as like the Chargers, who actually really understand. Whoever's working the Chargers social media team, absolute legend. Like, that guy gets internet. He was probably five with a Twitter account. Like, he knows the internet. He's been around it, or she, or whatever. But they know it. The Patriots are just starting to try to actually have a media presence, which finally, Jesus. But they, you know, they're finding that, and that's what the whole league is kind of moving. You know, some are gonna suck, some are gonna be really, really good. But that's how football teams work, right? You can't have 16 and 0 teams, 17 and 0 teams. That's not how it works. So some are going to be good, some are going to be bad. Same thing with schedule release videos. But it's a lot of fun. And I forgot how much fun it is. You know, I honestly was like, who cares about the schedule release? It is what it is. And then I was like, oh shit, this is actually really good. I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to watch the rest of those and we'll see what I think of those. Now, final thing, as far as like actual news here, and then I'll check with we're going to go to a short break, and I'll check with the media and see what I think of that as far as if there's anything new. Because sometimes there is new stuff. That's why I like doing these in the morning. These. All right, ready? I'm going to bring it up here. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you're listening, the Giants brought in or they introduced new jerseys. And new uniforms, actually. They're going to use these twice, and they are hideous. I have not seen something this ugly probably ever. And I will say I'm usually pretty optimistic. I'm usually like, hey, you know, maybe this is what they're thinking. This is what they're doing. I pulled up this picture, and immediately – I haven't been repulsed this fast in a long, long time. I immediately was like, oh, God. That's we're proud of that. I'm gonna be honest. What? Those cream pants, if you're an Iowa State fan, you know we got national attention type hate for when we wore them, and I thought our jerseys were 10 times cooler than these. Now, for those of you listening, I don't know how many guys listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever. For those of you who do, shout out to you guys. You guys are the hidden heroes here, because your numbers aren't seen anywhere. On YouTube, obviously, you can see how many views and stuff, but you guys are real ones for sure. For those of you who can't see it, the listeners, they went with almost a Montreal Canadiens look, if you're familiar with their jerseys, a bright red with a blue stripe across the middle, and then thin white pinstripes separating the red and the blue there. So it's like red, very small white, blue, small white, red. And then in the middle of the blue stripe is where they're putting a white number. Then cream golden-ish pants, very questionable for the few white guys that'll be on the field. It will not look like they're wearing anything. And then on top of the shoulder pads, there's a small blue stripe, does not go all the way down to the edge of the shoulder pad. And then they're wearing essentially red and blue Michigan Wolverine helmets. Not sure on that one. But the part of the Michigan helmet that's yellow is red, and then the part of the Michigan helmet that's like that blue navy. It's blue here, but it's more of like a royal, dark royal blue. That blue does not really match the blue on the jersey. Weird there. Their socks are the same, you know, red, white, blue, white, red, that whole stripe situation there. This is the only picture I have saved on here if you're watching. This is, I mean, so there's other pictures that we could pull up. This is horrible. This is just, it is so hideous. So bad. And the reasoning behind it is they said it's a 1933 jersey, the helmet from 1938, and then the pants and socks from 1925. Why are we picking different years? Just pick a year like 1925, because that's like 100 years ago. Just pick that year and then do all, they made that jersey for a reason, which it got retired for a reason. And don't get me wrong, jerseys get retired for reasons that are wrong all the time. I think there's a lot of throwback jerseys that are arguably better than ones that are being used today. But this one definitely should have stayed in the history books. I'm going to be completely honest. I mean, bro, what is this? It's so ugly. It is so, so ugly. And all I can hope is that when the game rolls around and they're out on the field, it'll play a little better. You know, it'll actually look maybe okay. But I think my biggest thing is if you're going to go with this red and blue, and then red and blue between the helmet, socks, and jersey, why are we not doing red and blue pants? Why are we picking a random ass pants color? And I understand that apparently the pants and the socks are from the same year, but like, what? It looks so out of place. And apparently we have not learned from our mistakes, but if we, the media and the fans, have learned anything from when the Iowa State wore these pants, which I was right up close and personal, and I will say, at the time, I was hand up, big fan, okay? Still I am, but the whole jersey plays into the pants. They had like more of a grungy red and gray top, and like it all made sense. It all made sense. They had the white helmet, and it played into that all, you know, kind of separated the jersey itself from the pants and the helmet. Kind of created this layered look. I thought it looked really good, and that's a way different ball game than wearing the same helmet and jersey, and then some random-ass cream pants, and then, oh yeah, we're going to go back to the same color tone for the socks. Like, you might as well have just committed to the cream with the socks. I mean, I understand that that's a worse call, but it's not like this is what they've done is any good either. So I'm not high on that jersey, to be fair. I'm not even high on the Giants at all. I know a lot of people were saying, hey, good thing for Saquon getting out of there. Like, if I'm a Giants player, I'm like, yo, I got to wear this twice? What is this shit? What, like, actually, what is this? The people in the picture that are wearing this are probably like, yo, you're playing, right? This is like a late April Fool's joke. What is this? I like the term Century Red, though. That's pretty cool. I'll give them that. But with that being said, I'm going to go check the social medias, and I will be back here in, let's say, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And I'm going to take a quick pee break because these cups of water, they're getting to me. All right. So I'll be back with you guys in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. And welcome to break number one. We'll be back with half hour number two in just a few. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for section number two of this show. In the future, if you're listening on Spotify, I will be doing this in about an hour, the first segment, or maybe a half hour, and then I'll be bringing on a guest in the second half hour, or second hour, or whatever we end up doing, and they, you know, they'll have a lot of better things to say than I will, that's for sure, but at the end of each segment, I'll be looking over and reading your guys' questions, or I'm going to have the big TV here, and I'll be able to read them a lot easier, and that'll be what we'll do. I'm excited to get some community engagement because I want to see what you... I don't have the phones, okay? I can't do the phones. Sorry. But as we grow the show, we can maybe do the phones. But for now, I'll be reading the comments in the live, and I will answer those, give my opinion on those as I see fit. And who knows? Maybe they won't even be about football because if I know anything about the internet, you guys ask some random-ass questions. Which, hey, it is what it is. That's why I'm here. I love the internet. First things first, in literally the two-minute break I just took, news dropped. NCAA football will be releasing on, definitely not January, July 19th. Set the date, take work off. I know I will be, or maybe the 20th, because I'm going to be basically running it. I will be earning Iowa State a national championship. I will. And then I'm going to go do it with Tulsa or something tiny. That's an awesome, you know, it gives us a date for sure. I know a lot of people are speculating that that would be the day because that's like when around that time with the previous games they've released and whatnot. I know that the hype is real for the NCAA there. You know, I was talking with, you know, work buddies yesterday and they were like, yeah, I still have my Xbox 360 so I can play NCAA 14. I think that's awesome. I think that there's a reason that people love this game. You know, like you get to play as your maybe your alma mater, maybe where you were currently in school, maybe where you wanted to go to school, all of these different things, and got ripped away from us, and now it's back. And I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I hope it's not Madden. I hope it's not Madden mechanics, and they just put different jerseys on there. First off, I don't think it will be, but second off, I don't even care. I really don't. I mean, when I'm playing Madden, I'm not playing enough to really notice all that shit. Like, I just am playing, and it's just football guys running around. It's not that complicated to me, but the true diehard Madden fans do not love Madden, and I know they're hoping it's not that. I don't think it will be. I do think that they've done a good job. I just got a clip on my Instagram last night of the band playing. Yes, please. That's what makes college sports is the band. There's that infamous, not infamous. Why do I keep saying infamous? The famous video from some fan. It was like an intro video, and it was, oh my God, it was sick. It was so sick. The, you know, Saban holding up the trophy. Dynasties will rise. And then it's like Michigan and the call. Michigan has won it all, and they will fall. And then it's like, it sounds like Transformers. And then it like, and it's clipping through all these shots. And it goes to Sway by a marching band. And you're like, oh, here we go. I'm going to run through a wall right now. And then as the song ends, like I'm literally getting hyped up. And then the bang, they just slap NCAA College Football 2025 on there. And then I would assume it would go to like the start screen. And I can tell you right now, it won't get used. But if it were used, I would sit through that every single time. I will pull that up on my phone and just watch it. That's how sick it is. And I hope that they do something like that. I hope that the whole game feels that way. Honestly, I don't for my sanity and for my time management skills. But as a fan of college football, as a fan of video games, unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. Definitely am. I really hope it turns out like that. I really do. I hope that they have the mascot mode, all of this other stuff that I didn't really play a whole lot because I would have been like 14 at the time, and I just didn't happen to have that exact game. I think I had like Madden 13, and we didn't get a lot of games, so I only had the one. But I knew people who had it, and whenever we went over there, we'd play mascot mode. That I know. Like, that game was awesome. So I'm excited for that to come out. I bought the new Xbox literally just for that game. Like, I didn't really, I mean, my old Xbox definitely was ready to go. It was running out. It was on its short legs, but it didn't need to go. And I was like, well, hey, I'm going to be buying the new Xbox now or in July. Like, it's going to be now or the other. Might as well get it out of the way. That way I don't go to buy it at Target on July 10th and they're sold out because everyone's buying it and ready for the game. So that's how excited I am for it. Maybe I'll stream it, maybe. It'll be a different setup. But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited for that to come out. Glad that we finally have a day for that. Currently, it's the 16th of May, so only about 2 months. Just about 2 months, which, you know what they say, like, time's going to go forward either way, you know? So it's going to be here before we know it. And I cannot wait to fire up the joysticks and break some ankles. You know what I mean? Now, the other thing that I was going to touch on is because the schedule release came out, so did primetime games, okay? And Let's just break it down real quick. So, Ari Miryov, if you don't follow Ari Miryov on Twitter, absolute legend, okay? I honestly think he has the best sports coverage right now. And he's honestly sometimes even faster than, like, Shefty or Ian Rapoport, which I love Ian, okay? If Ian ever wants to come on this program, we don't even have to talk sports, man. You're just a cool guy, rode in college, likes to watch horses race. I get it. But Ari breaks it down here. And the amount of time primetime games by each team. So at six is the most right now because I'm sure some games will flex. We've got the Jets, San Francisco, and Dallas. Feels like there's one that's a little bit out of place here. Going to be completely honest, okay? San Francisco coming off a Super Bowl loss, but that means they're top two. Dallas, it's America's team. As much as I hate it, they're going to be in there. And they honestly had a pretty good record last year. They definitely didn't disappoint the regular season, but that's what they're known for. Primetime games aren't directly correlated with the postseason, so I understand that. The Jets, is it just because Aaron Rodgers? I mean, they could be really good. Do not get me wrong. Their defense could definitely come through. Aaron Rodgers could push that offense to another level, and they could end up winning the AFC East. It's not impossible. Do not get me wrong, but based on what we saw last year, I don't know if they deserve the most primetime games, maybe four, maybe five. And for those of you who don't really know, the primetime would be Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, these night games, because otherwise you're playing in a group of, 10 other games or 8 other games at 1 o'clock or like 4 other games at 4:30. And not everyone can watch those. It's like local channels or, Sunday Ticket, which we just talked yesterday about how ridiculous it is and how hard it is to watch NFL games right now. Not a huge fan of that, but it is what it is. Now, at five, this is actually interesting. KC's at five. That's a team that, as much as I hate them, should probably be in the six, honestly, maybe even seven or eight. I could see NFL justifying seven or eight primetime games for the KC Chiefs there because Taylor Swift will still probably be relevant. And they are the reigning champs. Like, I would not be surprised if it was more. They're only at five. Very, very interesting there. Along with the Chiefs there, we've got Buffalo, Green Bay, Detroit, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Philly, Miami, and the Rams. This is where the most of the teams are at. Most, I don't know, this category has the most teams in it. I guess I can't say the majority of teams have five primetime games, but Chiefs, Bills, Green Bay, the Packers, Lions, Bengals, Ravens, Eagles, Dolphins, and Rams. I tried to do the actual team, not the city, because they're listed by city here. And I think these are pretty well put. Philly seems a little bit high. Miami, I love watching Miami play, so I'm not upset about that. Whether they win or lose, they're a very fun team. They're very fast. Always have the option to throw that sucker down the field. Green Bay, I think, really could be a good team this year. Maybe I'll see if I can get Tom Grossi on here and get some Packers insight on what they're thinking as fans, what they're expecting from year two from Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love could be really, really good. They made some moves. I need to refresh myself on all the rosters because if I played Weddle right now, it would not go as smoothly as it did all year last year. For those of you who are long-term fans, all the roster shakeups are definitely interesting. I know Aaron Jones went to the Vikings. They brought in somebody, and I can't remember who it was. Unfortunately, off the top of my head, which is why, sorry, my roommate's moving out, if you can hear that noise. But anyways, Detroit obviously going to be pretty good. The Rams seems a little high, but hey, maybe they're going to be good. Matthew Stafford could be closing in on the end of his career as well, so I understand people wanting to see him. I get that. Now, at four, Houston, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Atlanta, Cleveland. This one feels like Houston is the headliner here. I could have seen Houston getting five, and maybe you drop Philly down to four if you want to keep the same number of teams in each bracket. I like Houston a lot. Obviously, they were that young team last year. They beat Cleveland, moved on to the second round, and everyone was like, what if? What if they win it all? That would be sick. They obviously did not, but I do think that they're a team that could be on the radar this year. Maybe they fall off a little bit, but hey, you don't need to be the one seed to win the Super Bowl, right? Like, they just need to sneak in, get that seven, the wild card spot. So that's definitely a possibility. Pittsburgh with Russ and Justin Fields, that could be a lot of fun. That team could actually be pretty good this year. We say that every year, about every team. Tampa Bay, Baker's back. That could be fun. Mike Evans and I think Godwin are both back. Maybe I'm wrong there. Seattle, Geno, you know, that's a fun team. They seem to fly under the radar quite a bit, so them getting a few extra primetime games I'm okay with. Atlanta, you know, Kirko being down there. I do think the Atlanta Falcons will win the NFC South. I'll break that down at a later date for sure, but I think that they could be a really good team. I could also see them winning the NFC South with 8 wins, but, I mean, that's the NFC South for you. So I don't want to say they deserve 4, but they could be a fun team to watch, which is what primetime is all about. And then Cleveland at 4 feels really high, but, you know, maybe they have a good year. It's entirely possible. Deshaun Watson is, in my opinion, skating on thin ice for his job, you know, job-wise, but he'll never get benched because they're paying him the most money right now. I was looking at the most money paid in every sport. Did not know Shohei was guaranteed all $700 million in his contract. That's insane. I did think that the the order of the pay for not the brutality of the sport, but like kind of how rough the sport is, like it feels backwards. Baseball at the top, then basketball, and then football, and then hockey is the order, I'm pretty sure. And it's like $700 million guaranteed, $310 million guaranteed in the NBA, then $230 million, which is Deshaun Watson, I'm pretty sure, and then I think it's like $110 million guaranteed in the NHL is the highest contract there. So obviously Deshaun probably not going to get benched. I mean, you'd have to think, but if Cleveland wants the best thing for the actual organization, first off, they shouldn't have given him that contract, but second of, you know, they could end up benching him and just eating the cost, which I don't know anything about the freaking payment side of this shit. It's a mystery to me. And then, where are we at here? We got 3 primetime games, the Giants, Chicago, LA Chargers, and New Orleans. You know, we don't know exactly anything about these teams. Could be really good. Minnesota could definitely be good with J.J. McCarthy. The video is coming out. I have not been promising, but definitely a possibility. You know, I got in a bit of a quarrel with the guys and was saying, hey, everyone needs to be looking at J.J. because he's a winner. You know, he's going to win these games. They did not agree. They brought up Stetson Bennett. I thought that was a really good point. And we'll see. Maybe J.J. McCarthy really was a product of the system and just secured the bag because he won the national championship. And, you know, if that's the case, go J.J. McCarthy, you know. That's shout out him. If I could go win a national championship and sign an NBA contract, an NFL contract, I definitely would. I know I would not succeed in the NFL. I am not that good at quarterback. I don't know how that would have happened, that I would have won the NFL, won the national championship. But, you know, sometimes the chips fall your way, and maybe that's what happens to JJ. I don't know. But the Vikings could be good. We'll see. I'll break down their schedule. I haven't looked at anyone in particular. Even the Patriots, I haven't even looked at our schedule yet. Las Vegas, you know, they're better than these other teams. Actually, they're not better than Indianapolis, in my opinion. But some teams are going to get primetime games. I mean, we had the Bears-Panthers game last year. You know, that's going to happen. Washington, I am actually pretty high on Washington. I think they could be good, so I'm excited to see them getting a few games. Denver, it'll be exciting to get to watch Bo Nix, that's for sure. And then Jacksonville, we'll see what happens with them. They're always a bit of a wild card. They, you know, go on 9-game runs and then blow a 27-point lead in the fourth, against the Chargers. What the fuck? One game, we've got Indianapolis, the Colts. The Patriots will have one game, Arizona and Tennessee. From this list, I'm just glad that the Patriots made at least one because the Carolina Panthers did not get a single primetime game. I did not know that they'd be willing to do that to a team. They were. The Carolina Panthers will not be able to watch a game on a night, you know, have a good night, have a good beer, hang out with the friends, watch some Carolina Panther football. Nope, that's not going to happen to you guys. You're going to be watching all your games at 1 o'clock. Hey, so will I most of the time. But maybe we win all those games and next year we're in that 6th slot. We'll just be chilling every night watching Patriot football. That's back to how it should be after a few years of Dynasty being over. We're going to be back. Trust me, next year that's going to be awesome. Arizona, it'll be fun to watch Marvin Harrison Jr. in that game, but I do think that team could be a bit of a dumpster fire. I think a lot of their games will just be seen on Instagram highlights, if there are any. Maybe some lowlights, highlights against other teams against the Cardinals there. Indy, I'm surprised Indy is this low. I think that they could be pretty solid. They probably won't like win anything crazy this year, But I really want to see Anthony Richardson in that 360 spike. If that becomes his signature celebration, that would be awesome. I do think that the Colts deserve more primetime games. I think that they should probably be at least at 2, maybe even at 3. I think that they're a very sneaky team. They could be pretty good, but this is where they're at. Maybe they get flexed in or something like that. And then Tennessee, we'll see with them too. I think they're too big of a question mark to put them any higher, and they didn't play that well last year. Obviously, same thing with the Colts. You can't just base them off of what we think they'll be, because that's how we end up with, you know, what was that game? It was the Colts-Denver a couple years ago. It was like 3-0 in the fourth. 3-0 for the in that Raiders-Chargers game last year, but I don't know if that was prime time. And then, you know, like last year, obviously, like I brought up Bears-Panthers, Tyson Bagent, and Bryce Young. Like, sometimes the games just are not very good. So you can't really base it on that. But, you know, I think that maybe a few of those teams could have been a little higher. I'm looking at this tweet. Chiefs schedule 10 games on Sunday, 2 on a Monday, and then they've got one game on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday, so they don't have a game on a Tuesday. Monday, no Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they'll play a game on every single day of the week. But Tuesday this year, kind of neat, I guess. They have a game without a day set. Now, I did see some people bitching about 3 games in 10 days. Like, bro, that's a part of the game. And the Chiefs, you know, everyone made a graphic about it. And like, oh, is this fair to the Chiefs? Like, bro, there's like I know of two other teams, the Jets and the Saints, also are doing the same thing, or the Saints did it last year or something. Like, this is not, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's not bad, but like that happens. So you're going to have to get over it. And the Jets actually start their season with a 10-day stretch like that. So they start on a Monday. Then I'm assuming they don't play on a Thursday, so they would play on a Sunday. And then back on another Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for game 2, or Sunday, what am I doing? Monday is game 1, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be 11 days. They did it in 10, I think. Maybe they do Monday, Sunday, Sunday? I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyways, point is, 7. I'm not doing that math right now. I'm just not going to. Point is, it happens to everybody. And the Jets, to start that season on a Monday, you know, those two teams, essentially, they don't get the long week with that Monday game. Because if you have the Monday game on a Tuesday, or in week 2, excuse me, you know, you start on Sunday, then you go from Sunday to Sunday, and then you have an extra day before you start the next week. Now, it does result in a short week, obviously, but those mini buys, I've heard, at least I'm not in the NFL, can be very big for these teams. You know, you have a mini bye in week 8. These guys are banged up. They need a little extra day for rest. You know, they're not so sore on that Monday, and they can play a little bit better versus starting the season on a Monday. You've had like 6 months of rest. So I don't know how much an extra day matters there. Maybe it does. Maybe you had a little tweak in mini camp. Maybe you had a little tweak in preseason or something, and you need that extra day. Sure, don't get me wrong. But there's a reason that those starters don't play a lot of the preseason games, so that type of shit doesn't happen. So it just sucks to be them. Definitely does. But I don't appreciate people making graphics for the Chiefs. Like, bro, happens to everybody. Nobody likes the short weeks. The NFL is literally just trying to rob basically all the players and viewers of all the money they can. And in the process, they're putting games on every day of the week, like I said, with those Chiefs. They're playing on every day but a Tuesday. Playing on a Wednesday is going to suck. I'm pretty sure that's probably the Christmas Day game. I haven't looked at the Christmas Day schedule. But, like, that's going to suck. That's a weird time for a game. Because then what? Do you play on the next, like, the next Thursday? And you work your way slowly back into the traditional Sunday to Sunday schedule? I don't know. I haven't looked at it that close. So maybe I'll break it down today. I don't work today, so I can really get deep on all that. But, yeah, definitely an interesting schedule release. I'm going to have to dive in a little bit deeper, and I'm going to break down some of the teams, you know, what I think that their record could be. I think the Patriots could end up with 7 wins with this schedule, maybe. Pretty optimistic. Depends on Drake May. A guy asked me yesterday, what's the difference between Drake May and Mac Jones? I don't think there is one. I don't know why we made that pick, but it is what it is. They're probably trying to make, you know, look at another basically Tom Brady. So I'm sure that's why they picked Mac Jones, because he literally looked like a tub of mayo in that picture in the locker room. And they're like, hey, Tom Brady kind of looked like that. let's take him, kind of a pocket passer. And then we gave him the worst coaching support in basically NFL history. So Patriots are not, you know, on my radar for really treating quarterbacks the right way, or picking good quarterbacks, because I don't think Mac was really that good to even start with. So we'll see what Drake May can do, but I think we could definitely get to 7 wins. I'll break all that down. Maybe I'll do like one team a day for the next few weeks or something like that, because there will be 32 teams. That's like 6 weeks, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 10, 15, 20 is 4. Yeah, it'd be like 6 weeks and 2 days. Maybe I'll do one of those every single day. Not too bad. But yeah, anyways, it is what it is. I think that's all I got for today. So check out the socials. Check out, you know, I'm getting a call. Check out the socials. For those of you on Spotify, come check out the YouTube. I'll be releasing some clips here, some shorts and all that kind of stuff. We're going to build this thing up. We're going to be back better than ever. I appreciate every single one of you guys for watching, and the one of you, those of you guys who are listening, you guys are the unsung heroes for sure. I will see you tomorrow at, oh shit, hold up, let me look. I am curious, because I have, work is being all weird with my scheduling. Friday at 10, so I'm going to go live at 8. I'll be live at 8 if you guys are up, otherwise it will be available on Spotify afterwards. I thank you guys so much for being here, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Deuces!